is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's getting worse by the minute in Florida as Category 3 Hurricane Milton barrels toward the Gulf Coast. That's what it sounds like in Metlacha, an island community west of Fort Myers. Clearwater Mayor Bruce Rector tells CBS News it's too late to evacuate.
The conditions are already deteriorating to the point if you haven't already left, then now's not the time to do it. You need to just find the most secure place you can in your home and stay there.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says the city is going to get walloped.
It goes a bit north. That is the worst case scenario. It goes a bit south. That's the best case scenario, but it's not good.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Tampa.
The mayor here in Tampa using very stark terms when describing the threat to life, saying if you stay, you will die. So what are the threats? We've been talking about it all morning long. Storm surge, anywhere from 10 to possibly 15 feet of water. Milton's going to bring a lot of rainfall, as much as 16 inches. That will lead to flash floods. Then 120 mile per hour sustained winds.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Carolina. FEMA has taken control of the site of the former Hebrew Academy in Greensboro to possibly be used for housing victims of Hurricane Helene's historic flooding. Meanwhile, NASCAR racetracks near Charlotte, North Carolina, and in Darlington, South Carolina, have opened their gates to people fleeing Hurricane Milton.
The Biden administration is investigating a report by the journalist Bob Woodward that former President Donald Trump has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin seven times since he left office. White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We cannot confirm this. If there was a call with President Putin, if that is indeed true, yeah, there are concerns, especially when you had the former president lobbying against Ukraine aid.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania today, Trump said Russia wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if he had been reelected.
If I were president, there never would have been a war. You wouldn't even know what Ukraine is. There would have never been a war. Putin wouldn't have done it.
An update now on the Sean Diddy Combs case.
Sean Diddy Combs is seeking a trial date in April or May on the sex trafficking charges he faces. The 54-year-old has been locked up since his September 16th arrest on charges alleging that he has physically and sexually abused women for years. His lawyers are trying to get him freed on bail, but two judges have already rejected that request. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
On Wall Street today at the close, the Dow up 1% to a record high. S&P 500 up 0.75%, also a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Facing a $13 million budget shortfall, the interim Racine County executive has proposed implementing a sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget plan has been released. In it, the tax proposed is a 0.5% sales tax, projected to bring in $15 million next year and $20 million annually after. Firefighters from Kenosha and beyond battled a barn fire late this morning. It was reported at around 10 at a property on 22nd Avenue just south of Highway E. We're working on learning more about the situation. A Kenosha staple famous for its tongue-in-cheek sign promising warm beer and lousy food has hit the market. Spanky's Bar and Grill, the business and property, is being sold for just under $500,000. Dog walkers in Racine are invited to take part in a training session tomorrow. It's hosted by the Racine Neighborhood Watch. The event, taking place at 6 in the Racine City Hall Annex, aims to equip participants with skills to report suspicious activity. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
WRJN. There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. She looked good. Look good. She looked fine. Look fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
News, time was hits, WRJN. It was on this date in 1973. Elvis and Priscilla Presley divorced after 6 years of marriage. Is it possible that one of them had a suspicious mind?
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Local Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Joan Rory.
Hello, Kurt Vollman.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Joan is the interim executive director of HALO, the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization. Did I get the acronym right there? Did I get the whole thing right?
You are correct.
Excellent. Well, Joan is the interim executive director of HALO, and I saw you a few weeks ago at the Music and More final concert where you were accepting a donation from the organization, and you read a note that I just wanted you to share with our listeners, and I was hoping you could do that for us. First of all, give us the background. You were on a segment on television, right?
Sure. So I started my interim gig on August 5th, mm-hmm. and I posted a social media post that week saying, HALO, it's a new day at HALO, and we need help. And lucky for us, it was picked up by TMJ4. They mm-hmm. did a great story on a couple of our guests and asked what we needed. And the ask went out all over Southeast Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Ask for what? Donations? And
we primarily right now we're looking for cash donations. Our corporate donors are down 31%.
Wow.
How do we fill that gap? So my ask in the community right now is give us a leg up, get our feet underneath us. We also have daily needs and an Amazon wish list that's way too long, but we're looking for both unrestricted donations and items or in kind.
Okay. So you were on television, the call went out for these donations, and then what happened?
Well, we started seeing results almost within 24 hours. I mean, we were getting donations from Muskego, Mukwonago, Wauwatosa, Waukesha, and this came in the mail, and it's a handwritten note. It's a beautiful handwritten note, and I'll read it to you. Dear HALO staff, I saw the story about your shelter on television. I decided I really wanted to support it. Please accept this donation for all the people and families in need. I really wanted to help out all of the people who are not as fortunate as me. My heart breaks for all these people and families who don't have a place to call home. And I'm so happy that you're giving them that. This money is going to a way better place than whatever I would have bought with it. And I hope this helps you. Kurt, this note enclosed had a $40 check enclosed. And I'll tell you what, that may as well be $1 million with a note like that.
Right.
The words are so touching, so genuine. It just brought us all to tears when we opened up this note.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. We're talking with Joan Rory. She's the interim executive director of HALO in Racine. And Joan, hang on the line a few minutes. We'll come back and talk more with you in the next half hour. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash. And now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunny and 67. But by Friday, going to start feeling more like summer again. Mostly sunny and a high of 79.
Waiting for the break of day.
two, tres, cuatro.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Lead pipes cause all kinds of health problems for Americans. In Wisconsin yesterday, President Biden announced a new rule to require local water systems to get rid of their lead pipes in 10 years.
Saving hundreds of thousands of mothers and infants from low birth weights and children with lasting brain damage. Protecting more than 1,000 adults from premature death from heart disease every single year because of lead.
The president was in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Facing a $13 million budget shortfall, the interim Racine County executive has proposed implementing a sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget plan has been released. In it, the tax proposed is a 0.5% sales tax, projected to bring in $15 million next year and $20 million annually after. A portion would be dedicated to property tax relief. Roanhouse says that without the new revenue source, the county may be forced to eliminate 156 positions, potentially compromising public safety and other essential services. The fight against lead contamination took center stage in Wisconsin yesterday. President Biden was in Milwaukee talking about new efforts to replace lead water pipes. On the same day, it was announced Milwaukee and Kenosha would get about $13 million in federal funding to address lead paint hazards in homes. The coordinated efforts reflect a broader strategy to eliminate lead exposure risks for children. A Kenosha staple famous for its tongue-in-cheek sign promising warm beer and lousy food has hit the market. Spanky's Bar and Grill, the business and property, is being sold for just under $500,000. The sale listing says it's an opportunity for a new owner to continue the legacy of the establishment. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky, low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high into the upper 60s. Much warmer Friday, mostly sunny, highs upper 70s to 80. Cooler for the weekend, dropping back to the low 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up the fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up, we're going to continue our conversation with Joan Rory. She's the interim executive director of HALO. That's coming up on WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. I'm crying.
Call.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey on the air again? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Listen mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber.
Local
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's continue our conversation with Joan Rory. Joan is the interim executive director of HALO, the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization in Racine. And Joan, you do such great work in the community.
Oh, you know, and HALO, we're in a three-part focus right now. We're really trying to build those bridges with our community, work on the climate at work with staff. We've been hurting for a while, and we really need to become a beacon of hope. And staff is learning that, relearning that. We're also working with the community. We're working with staff, and I'm working with the guests. We have about 92 guests in shelter today, 17 children, and their voice is really important. We need to elevate their stay with dignity and respect and listen to what they have to say. They're the ones living the experience, and their voices are really valuable.
Well, let's put the invitation out one more time. If people are listening to this now and they say, you know, I can also send a $40 check or a $10 check or a $5 check or whatever it might be, what can people do? How do people do that?
Many, many ways to help. Our Facebook page has a donate button. Our website, haloinc.org, has a donate button. If you go to, I'm in the process of putting that Amazon wish list out, but as a daily need, we rifle through peanut butter, jelly, toilet paper, paper toweling, cleaning supplies. We really need twin bedding right now, twin sheets, blankets. I do want to emphasize, please send us your gently used or gently loved or new bedding and donations. We don't have the capacity to wash everything. We really want our donations coming in to be something we can hand right off. So I'm really hoping that if you hear this, the message is please send us gently used items. We're looking also for brand new underwear, all sizes, brand new socks, all sizes. If you have a question, go to our website, hit us up on Facebook. I'll answer. The address is 2000 DeCoven. If you need to deliver, we staff the front desk 24/7. Mm.
HALOinc.org. Did I get that right?
Correct.
HALOinc.org. All right. We're talking with Joan Rory. She's the interim executive director of HALO. We're not going to take the interim off that title, right?
As of October 28th, I'm super excited to say that we do have a new executive director coming in. Believe it or not, this will be the first place to hear it, and it is Yvonne McDonald-Hames from the Women and Children Horizons Shelter in Kenosha. So we're excited. The best part about that is we had 55 applicants. We had a really hard job. There aren't too many nonprofits today that can say, wow, we really had an incredible choice. So we're excited. The organization is excited. The board is over the moon to start this new chapter.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And if people can help out one more time, that website is
HALOinc.org. HALOinc.org.
The HALO is the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization in Racine. Joan, pleasure to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kurt.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son,
I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.